Antony sat down on the ledge of bricks, swung his feet over, and sat there for a moment, his legs dangling. He flashed his torch into the darkness again, so as to make sure where the steps began, then returned it to his pocket, seized the staple in front of him, and swung himself down. His feet touched the steps beneath him, and he let go.
"Is it all right?" said Bill anxiously.
"All right. I'll just go down to the bottom of the steps and back. Stay there." The light shone down by his feet. His head began to disappear. For a little while Bill, craning down the opening, could still see faint splashes of light, and could hear slow, uncertain footsteps. For a little longer he could fancy that he saw and heard them. Then he was alone. Well, not quite alone. There was a sudden voice in the hall outside.
"Good Lord!" said Bill, turning round with a start. "Cayley!"
If he was not so quick in thought as Antony, he was quick enough in action. Thought was not demanded now. To close the secret door safely but noiselessly, to make sure that the books were in the right places, to move away to another row of shelves, so as to be discovered deep in Badminton, or Baedeker, or whomever the kind gods should send to his aid, the difficulty was not to decide what to do, but to do all this in 5 seconds rather than in 6.
"Ah, there you are,"
said Cayley from the doorway.